Song Spirals, Sharing Women's Wisdom of Country Through Songlines, by the Gay Woo Collective of Women. A book review written and read by Rhea. Here I am reading to you from Bundjalung Country in northern New South Wales, Australia. I acknowledge country and ancestors, elders and guardians of this beautiful place. You might imagine what I'm seeing. Early morning, a forest, and behind it, Mount Wollumbin. And you can hear the dawn chorus helping me tell you about Song Spirals. I'm listening from the perspective of the buttresses of this great fig tree. First, let's hear from Bawaka in northern Australia, where these Song Spirals belong. Here is Yolngu elder and author Barbara Luckluck welcoming us to country.
Yo book mak kololo ya ko angao. Yang ana bawa jura ko dat laprang. Tuali ya ko kololo wangal dipal. Wangal guna bakal. Kome tuanga baka. Welcome to my country. This is Barbara Luckluck Prarwanga from Baka. In my country, I'm right in the middle of my country, where is beautiful beach, calm water. Looking at other side of my country, there's some children playing around the beach and my pet Nike crocodile just beside the water looking at me. I'm sitting under the whistle tree at Baka.
And so, to Song Spirals. Song Spirals is a book worth getting to know. This remarkable book is an offering from Yolngu First Nations elders from Arnhem Land in northern Australia. It is a poetic, practical, and reflective account of the practice of keening milkery, or song spirals. Through the written telling of the song stories, or spirals, the women are describing how they are awake to country and self as country, and how the singing of songs that are embedded in country itself allows a deep and regenerating relationship. The practice of singing the song spirals creates, heals, and recreates country, and therefore the singers. It's not exactly a toolkit to teach the uninitiated how to sing up country. Nevertheless, the authors are inviting readers to come into a deep, listening relationship with country, to let country and listener reveal themselves together. Song Spirals offers a glimpse of the Yolngu women's profound, beloved, and otherwise closely held knowledge system. The narrative weaves through five among the thousands of Yolngu women's song spirals that are sung with and for country. The authors are five senior Yolngu women and three Ngapaki, or white, academic women, who together describe themselves as the Gaywumir Miyalk Mala Collective of Women. This lyrical and didactic work won the Australian Prime Minister's Literary Award in 2020 in the non-fiction category. It shared the prize with Sea People, The Puzzle of Polynesia by Christina Thompson. The judges described the work as a major contribution to our understanding of contemporary Indigenous culture, a model for future collaborative projects between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. But it's much more than that. Given its invitation for the reader to come into their own personal intimacy with country through listening and allowing the ungraspable song spirals to work deeply in them, this book invites a personal bridging of the gap between ancient and modern understandings of how all of life sings life's self into existence. The Gaywu women write in a collaborative and shared voice, almost entirely grounded in Yolngu culture. Developed through more than 15 years of friendship and shared learning. Earlier collaborations of the women include Weaving Lives Together at Boaka, Northeast Arnhem Land in 2008, and for a younger audience, Welcome to My Country in 2013. The bonds and the trust between the women and their families weave the work together, hence the gay woo or woven dilly bag metaphor to describe themselves. What are song spirals? The authors offer a range of explanations throughout the book, and the reader's understanding deepens as they engage with the song spiral stories themselves. You might say that the song spirals also recreate self and country through story. They say, when we sing of that water, we remake that water, and we remake ourselves and our connections with water and all else that is country. To demonstrate, the book begins with an ending and the telling of Wimiri, the whale, the first of five song spirals. We have permission to share a version of Wimiri by Jaknu Yunupingu, a leader of the Gumach clan in Gumach and Waramiri clan languages.
Erunina odon bilayo daugunina doreon emirinho bai ma bilale makuma gandaria saugduruna mia bono emirinho narierorana da olio belale odrona makuma ganaria.
In the book, the women describe how their mother, Gaimala, became Wimiri, the whale, as she lay in hospital. As she prepares for her death, the elder Yolngu woman, Gaimala, sings in the deepest level of her language, of herself as the whale. She's singing. I can see the salt water carrying me, moving together with the current. She's singing what she's sensing and being as whale, as the salt water carries her deeper, closer to her death. This is sacred business, and there's no messing around. The song spirals seem both mythical and phenomenal. Gaimala directs her own death journey, and the natural world responds. They say, she breathes, sprays air and water, and it forms a cloud. The hunters know the signs from country. They spear the whale and share her and celebrate. The songs and country create each other in a continuing, reciprocal, spiraling movement. The women's rationale for sharing is wide-ranging. Yolngu women wish to speak for themselves. They note that books written about songlines have been written by mainly white men. The women's rationale for sharing is wide-ranging. Yolngu women wish to speak for themselves. They note that books written about songlines have been written by mainly white men. They want to put things right that are dawadach, mixed up, out of order. Their broader project is to share profound cultural teaching and instill respect. For the attentive reader, the process is both redemptive and transformative. Perhaps most urgently, The elders want to help protect country from the continuing destruction and extractivism of mining. In light of continuing threats to sacred places, it is worth considering Western laws' poor history of acknowledging concepts outside itself. The Gaywee Women's Song Spirals translates an oral and aural cultural practice into a two-dimensional text, accompanied by audio, photos and art. It makes very clear to governing authorities, whose currency is black-letter English, that the women do not consent to the continued violation of culture and place. They say, "We want to tell the truth to the greedy people about climate change, building, never replanting, killing." The authors note that these ancient keening practices offer profound healing, teaching and wisdom for those who have forgotten how to listen. How then can our sleeping ears hear in these ancient ways? The women say that keening milkery expands the perception of the singer and takes them into other dimensions. Scientists at the frontiers of human neuroscience have tracked how shamanic practice can induce altered states of consciousness. In keening milkery, the Yolngu women enter into a profound, reciprocal, and multidimensional relationship with country. They are not asking readers to learn Yolngu Mata language and sing milkery, though the Western academic authors have done so in the process of being adopted into Yolngu families. More than anything else, the admonition is to stop and think what we are doing and try to listen. The spirit will tell us, the land will tell us. Everyone has their own pathway. A deeper teaching of the song spirals is revealed in a beautiful turning at the end of the book, where we spiral back to where we started. After travelling through the spirals, we return to the story of Wuimiri, the whale, as told through the eye of the hunter, of Gaimala's own clan, whom we met as Wurumila, in chapter 4, the pain of her passing is felt in their crying, and they are the whale with her, swimming. The expert hunters work hard to catch the whale, who is the dying Gaimala, reaching her final destination. She, finally, offers herself, body, mind and song, for the survival of the clan, and for the continuing unfolding of creation. They say, "We dive deep, deep, deep. Our mother, it is grief, it is pain, it is joy, love and healing. It is song spirals." The authors of this deeply personal and revelatory book ask Nakapi, who write about song spirals, to write with emotion and depth, not in an abstract, disconnected, extractive way. In short, this is not a book that can be understood through skim reading. You might need some time listening with country, wherever you are local, and some tissues, and maybe a journal, to allow these Yolngu song spirals to work their medicine in you. You might even find that the stories of your country start to sing to you too. Thank you to the Gaywee Collective of Women for this beautiful book.
Leo mi amara rono rono banda wingo banda ngango dagalanga e mira nari mire yo da olo no manga ni ra ganawira yang ganawira mangana olbolona balalnguna da oik donari doryan mia bonong mirenyo mirenyo brarawanga brarod bordonguna marje yorna ma ye na re abal gorukna la la man lorna la yor do re abal goruk do ma ye yo jamba ngo yo mire yo na re lor yo da olol Ganara nawanga makuma gandaria ngo yoloba malao morokba binyalinba gireye nana dawa yorogara bandawi bandai nga takalanga leabalgorokna Ya balgorokna jambalngona nangala darana manganna yagarmara lanyonona gora mogora nyirani nyunba amarala milagongala modira marala milagongala ya man mire olbono mire nangala mogoyora nyirani yodao mirinyo belale ganara na belale ngo makomango gandaria ngo dorio na nari da oigo no mirinyo leanya badawi o da galangayo ngarayari o narogomayo Lororona mirinyo brarawanga brarorodon unarige jaybayo manirara jarbingo olobono manirara olobono balalngo garnawira Ranjuro na manga mirinyo da oyo yoro gala mogo ala ma jeje